Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. I'm glad Bill LaGuardia is here. I'm glad he brought his wife, Joanne LaGuardia, too. We're going to have some fun today, folks. I'm excited about them sitting in front of me. But let me say this. Let me remind you where I am. I'm in the JW Marriott Hotel. I'm in the media room. You know what happens in the media room? It's kind of like a beehive. We've got all these little worker bees buzzing around here. They're lovely beehive, little worker bees, I'm telling you, right now. And we've got Tanya and Joanne. And what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. And Miss Angie. Angela, Miss Angela Jones, and she kind of got me startled there a little bit. I forgot her name as long as I've known her. She's the best. Angela Jones, ladies and gentlemen, is Director of Communications with NFIB. She is the best. She's a real pro. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here, but if you hear noise, really that's ambiance, ladies and gentlemen. That's ambiance that we've got going on here. But all that's going on around our new friends, Bill LaGuardia and Joanne LaGuardia. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you here. And Joanne, welcome.
Good morning, Jim.
And let me say this. You guys are my heroes. You guys make payroll every Friday. You dig it out of the dirt. You make it happen out there in the marketplace. You represent you and the aggregation of all your fellow small business owners. I don't know if you know this or not, but the United States economy is $10.3 trillion. And you and all the other small business owners in America create over half of that.
How about that?
Did you know that?
That's great.
Over half of the $10.3 trillion. And that's the reason why you guys are my heroes. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Bill, what I want you to do is I want you to tell us about LM Engineering. Tell us about what you guys do.
Well, LM Engineering designs, engineers, manufacturers, carrying and shipping cases. If you've ever gone to a concert and you've seen them roll those big trunks out,
right,
pull the speakers and guitars.
You make those?
We make those. Unfortunately, we're not the only ones that make them.
Darn the luck. Those darn competitors, they keep popping up right there, don't they?
I think that's what they mean.
What are we going to do about those guys?
They're everywhere.
Free enterprise.
They're everywhere.
But that's what LM does. We started in 1985, and we've been blessed to continue on.
85. So you're coming up on 20 years?
20 years.
Wow. And right. So you guys started, Joanne, you must have started when you were like five. Right?
Thank you. Actually, six.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, I was close.
Good
so,
guess.
So that's good. And then, of course, Joanne, you have another company. I think you run this company, don't you?
It's called Precision Foam Fabrication.
So if you got cases that carry expensive electronics and things like that, you got to have foam,
you
right?
You have to have foam, exactly.
Yeah. Now,
so we started this foam company to sell to LM, and we branched out. We not only do we do foam inserts and packaging for the packaging.
This is like the waffle foam kind of looking things.
Well, more so
custom design.
Custom design cutout.
So if I have my Stratocaster, it fits perfectly inside that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we also have we branched out into the automotive market, and we fabricate little foam parts that go into headliners of cars. So above your head, there's a little piece of fabric, and underneath that fabric is foam for impact protection.
Right.
And we also fabricate foam for that.
And so, like a car company will say, okay, these are the specifications for our new Malibu overhead.
Right.
And they give you those specs, and you guys make that?
And make that,
And you deliver it to probably another vendor, right?
Sometimes,
who puts the fabric on it and then sends it on?
And sometimes it goes to a molder. So we cut little foam, like blanks, and then it'll go to a molder, and they might mold it, you know, make it more contoured or whatever. Yes.
How many employees you got?
Well, between the two companies, we have almost 40. I think 39 or 40.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And we started, Bill and I, and one partner in 1985.
Wow, from nothing.
From pretty much nothing, yes.
From whole cloth. Cut this thing out of whole cloth.
Right, from the garage.
Yeah.
From the garage.
Home-based at that time.
At that time.
Yeah.
And Joe Maluso is still a good friend of ours.
He's the M in
L.
He was the original partner?
He was the original partner.
Is he still with you?
No.
No, he's not, but he lives close to us here in Manassas.
Is that right? But he is still a good friend, as you say.
Yeah, still a great friend. Joe just decided that, gee, he wanted a steady paycheck, some security for his wife and his kids.
He was sick of loans.
It's not for everybody, is it?
Sick of the loans.
This is a lifestyle. It's not for everybody, is it?
Not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little worrisome when you have 13 or 14 loans out there to the bank.
And
it was, you know, it can be very, very stressful.
Well, I know about that, and so how did you get through those early days? What was the thing? What was the single thing that when you woke up in the morning you thought about all those loans? What was the thing that made you keep going? What made you not bail out?
Passion, faith.
You believed in yourself.
Absolutely.
You believed in what you were doing.
Product, yes.
You believed in each other.
Yes.
Right, and we had a lot of good examples as well. Joanne's dad was in business. He was an Italian immigrant. We started a grocery store.
You grew up in a small business, didn't you, Joanne?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
First generation American.
Wow.
My parents were both born in Italy.
So you knew how he had to work.
Hard work.
But you saw the fruits of his labors.
The value, so, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I dedicated my first book to my parents, and I said, you know, I owe you for many things, but the thing I'm most proud of that you gave me was was teaching me how to work.
True.
Absolutely.
That's important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We need to, you know, I tell young people who have small children, I said, you know, love them up, but teach them how to work.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's right. What we're doing to our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our son.
How many do you have?
We have two children. My son just graduated from high school in June.
Right.
And
so that's the one you adopted, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
He's good.
I forgot about that.
You forgot about that adoption.
I forgot about that.
So he's working in the business.
Is he going to stay in the business? Yes, but after college. He must go to school 4 years before he can even consider.
You're going to consider letting him, saying, look, get your resume together and go get a job and work for a couple of years and
absolutely.
Then come back?
Precisely.
I think
absolutely.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
I'm really proud of you for doing that.
Absolutely.
I've had people ask me that, you know, what should I do with my kids? Should I bring them right into the business out of college or high school or whatever? And I said, nope.
No.
In my opinion, let them know what it's like to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, go work for a couple of years. If they come back, it's the right thing. If they don't come back, it was the right thing.
It was the right thing. That's our feeling.
When I've seen that experiment on both ways.
Really?
And it's incredible how much more successful. I'm not saying it can't work the other way, because I've seen that too. But I just can't tell you how much better adjusted that person is when they come back. And the employees they come back to have a higher opinion of that person because they made it out in the marketplace and they came back.
Right.
And they weren't just anointed when they got out of college.
Exactly, that stigma that, you're the owner's son.
Yeah, exactly.
And we hope he can bring some fresh ideas, if he so decides.
Give us your website, Bill.
It's www.lmengineering.com.
lmengineering.com. And
precisionfoam.com.
Precisionfoam.com. Check it out, folks. Bill and Joanne are going to stay with me. We've got one more segment. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. A little Sly and the Family Stones for you there. Rocking out. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but you knew that. LM Engineering, ladies and gentlemen, is run by a guy named Bill LaGuardia. And Precision Foam Fabrication is run by his wife, Joanne LaGuardia. Now, let's get the dirt right on the table right now. What's it like, Joanne? Come on, what's it like? He seems like a nice guy, but really.
He is a nice guy. He's the good.
No, Joanne, come on.
No,
not going to be any fun.
He's the good cop. I'm the bad cop.
Oh, I see.
You see, he really is a good cop.
Behind that lovely Mona Lisa smile of yours, there's trouble. Is that right, Bill?
Absolutely.
Amen, brother.
So how is it working together?
It's actually quite nice.
Yeah. It's not mom and pop. You guys are too high-tech to be mom and pop, but still mom and pop here.
Yes, it is.
He has his areas of expertise that I don't cross over, and I have mine. And
there the twain shall meet.
Pretty much.
What are his expertise?
Pretty much everything but the bookkeeping work.
The financing.
Right. He does all production, purchasing.
Sales.
Well, sales, we kind of do that together.
Okay, so see, now, folks, you see, you got to dig. You know, you got to be able to interview these people. You got to be able to dig for this stuff.
He does it more than I do, but
yeah,
kind of together. And
I'm more operations. Joanne is more the complete financial end. She does the HR-related stuff, right. Benefits.
She's your detail
management.
Person. She takes care of the
details.
She's
big brush. I'm detail.
Yeah. She does all the financing. She deals with the banks. She does all of the financial ones.
Right. Banks? You guys have to use banks? What would small business owners be? Where would they be without their banks?
That's very true. And
very true.
Lucky for us, we've had a loan officer that we've followed from bank to bank because he's great.
He knows your story.
He knows our story.
Right.
He believes in us.
Yeah.
And
he's a silent partner. We consider him and our attorney.
I'm glad you said that. Now, I tell people that if you're a small business, you better have a banker who's your business's best friend,
right?
And our CPA, I mean, even though I'm an accountant, you know, the bank requires us that we have an outside CPA firm do our books, and that's fine. And so our CPA also is invaluable to us.
Well, now, how do you guys, I want to go back to the mom-and-pop thing just for a second. How do you guys deal with when, you know, any marriage when people aren't working together can be tough? Yeah, you know, there can be those moments. I mean, I personally have never experienced any of those, but I've read about it. And so
I
slept in a Holiday Inn Express last night.
But
how do you guys deal with that when it, you know, it's compounded when you're together in the business too?
Yeah,
how do you deal
with
that?
We're together, but honestly, we rarely see each other.
Yeah, right. That helps.
I mean, you know, he's off doing his thing, and I'm in my office doing my thing. And
so space is good.
Space is good.
Just honest communication. I mean, we have a strong marriage, thank God.
And, well, Bill, and the other thing I've learned is that just, you know, always make sure you get the last word.
And that's my motto.
And the last word is yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Whatever you say, dear.
I bumped my head the other day and had a nice little gash, and somebody said, "What happened?" I said, "Oh, I forgot that when I get the last word, it's supposed to be yes, ma'am."
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about a little bit more about your industry.
Yes,
the packaging industry, the insulation. Of course, it's really very complementary.
They're very complementary.
Yeah, sure.
But you guys are able to. A lot of times you're able to really customize things for your customers, aren't you? I mean, you're able to. That's a big deal today, isn't it? Because what you sell is a commodity, isn't it, Bill?
Sure, that's the niche that we have. You can go anywhere and buy stock cases. There are a lot of companies who manufacture plastic cases, for example, and they come in stock sizes. The key is, let's say, Jim, you're on the road a lot, and you want to bring your laptop, and you want to bring all the electronics that we're surrounded by here today. You want them configured in a special way, particularly now with all the security on the airlines. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are checking more things in. Mm-hmm. You come to us, we'd engineer, we'd design, we'd talk about your needs, how often you travel, do you travel worldwide, et cetera, and how delicate the things are you're going to put in there. And you just can't get that off the shelf.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that I tell my audience is virtually everything that any of us can sell today is a commodity.
Right.
The only way small business owners can be successful, outrageously successful, is to take that commodity and deliver it in a very creative and an outrageous way.
Right.
To make sure that your customers are almost intimidated to go somewhere else because of the way you deliver it.
That's true. And I think we're very good at that on both sides, both companies.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, but you're in the automobile. You know, you do business with automobile companies, Joanne. I mean, my gosh, those guys really make
perfect. It has to be perfect.
Yeah,
100% inspection, and it must be perfect.
Yeah. And so they have to come to small business owners to get that kind of perfection, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great. What's the future? What's the future for your business? You going to retire in it? Are you going to sell it? Or what are you thinking about?
We're in our mid-19s.
You are.
We're in our 40s.
That's right. I'm still 6.
We're still very passionate about it. But we'll be honest with you, Jim, going through this little downturn in the economy, we've learned a lot. We're going to take lessons with us. But we'd like to keep it.
Yeah,
there's a few more years ahead of us.
Did you learn to be more efficient in the last 3 years?
Absolutely. Oh,
absolutely.
If you survived, you did, didn't you? I mean, that's automatic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
There's one modicum we realized, that sales hide a multitude of sins.
Yeah, that's right. Boy. And that happened in the 90s.
Right.
And it happened to us in the 90s.
Yeah, it happened to everybody in the 90s. Mm-hmm. You thought you were being so successful because you were so smart. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
The last 3 years you found out that maybe your IQ is just a little bit lower than you thought.
A little bit
more to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us your website. We've got to wrap it up.
LMEngineering.com.
LM, the letters, LMEngineering.com. Folks, check it out. A great example of an entrepreneur's website. And
PrecisionFoam.com.
Yes. Joanne and Bill, this has been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank
you for being here.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Don't forget, you're my heroes.
Thank you very much.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Ken Carney. We're going to talk about acrylic. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.